Wow, that's a beautiful wooden two-story pagoda.
Yeah, it's about 250 years old. This is Kozanji. It's a Buddhist temple. The school of Buddhism practiced here is called Shingon. It's a type of esoteric Buddhism. Koya-san in northern Wakayama is the main center of Shingon Buddhism, and its founder was Kobodaishi, or Kukai. This temple pays great respect to him, and it's sometimes called Okobo-san because of this.
But Buddhism started in India, didn't it? So why is there Buddhism in Japan?
You're right. Buddhism did start in India over 2,500 years ago. It spread through China and then to Korea before coming to Japan. Buddhism changed and adapted to the local cultures as it moved. It also changed in Japan, so Japanese Buddhism is different than other countries. Buddhism officially arrived here about 1,400 years ago. A Korean king sent a Buddhist image and scriptures to the Japanese court. It was a very important point in Japanese history.
What do you mean?
Well, at that time in history, China was one of the most advanced countries in the world. Buddhism was one of the world's greatest religions and fully developed in China. Japan was still a country with an undeveloped feudal society. It was like two different worlds collided.
I think I know what you mean. It would be like if I went to a very isolated village somewhere that had no electricity, no cars, no bank, no hospitals, not even any money. And then to show them my new digital camera, I think they'd be very shocked.
Yeah, something like that. It was a big shock for sure. Anyway, Japan had to adapt to this cultural tsunami. At that time, there lived one of Japan's greatest rulers. His name was Shotoku Taishi. He lived from 573 to 620 and was the father of Japanese Buddhism.
So he's famous in Japan?
Yeah, very famous. He was the first to describe the difference between Buddhism and Shinto and to try and adopt Buddhism to Japan and Japan to Buddhism. He described Japanese religion like a tree. Shinto, the roots of tradition, Confucianism as the trunk, and branches of ethical code, and Buddhism as the fruit of spiritual life.
He sounds like a very smart guy.
He was brilliant. He also headed an incredible cultural growth, including Chinese characters, law, philosophy, medicine, astronomy, calendars, painting, as well as lots of infrastructure, including roads, bridges, reservoirs, and irrigation canals.
Did he build this pagoda?
No, he didn't. But he built other temples. One is still standing. It's called Horyuji. It's about 1,300 years old.
1,300 years old? What's it made of?
Wood.
Wood? That's incredible.
Yeah, Japanese carpentry might be considered the best in the world. There are almost no nails used in the construction, all joint work. The joints are built so they can move a little bit so the buildings can withstand earthquakes.
No nails to rust, earthquake proof. Wow, that's amazing. Is this pagoda built with the same technique?
Yeah. Take a look under the roof, and you will see many complicated joints.
Amazing. I wish I could have met Shotoku Taishi.
Well, you can't meet him, but you can see him.
What?
Yeah, well, not exactly see him, but a statue of him. There's a 700-year-old wooden statue inside a pagoda, but it's only open for one day a year.
When? I'll come back to see it.
Every year on the first Sunday of April, there's a festival for carpenters. The cherry blossoms, or sakura in Japanese, should be in bloom then as well. So we can have a hanami or cherry blossom viewing party.
That would be great! I can hardly wait!